Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the What I Am Reading podcast. Each week, I'll be reading a short extract from the book that I am reading, which is available for you to access from the school library. Today, I'll be reading from The Boy at the Back of the Class by Anjali Ratnam. All of us turned around to have a look at the empty chair. As I said, it was a pretty ordinary chair, and it was empty because a girl called Dina left our class at the end of last year to move to Wales. No one really missed her except her best friend Clarissa. Dina had been a bit of a show-off and was always talking about how many presents her parents got her every week and how many pairs of trainers she had and all sorts of other things that no one else cared about. She liked to sit at the back of the class because then she and Clarissa could pretend to be doing lessons when really they were drawing pictures of their favourite pop stars and giggling about someone they didn't like. Someone else could have taken the seat, but no one really wanted to sit next to Clarissa. That's why the chair had stayed empty. After whispering for a few more seconds with Mrs. Khan, Mrs. Sanders left the classroom. We expected Mrs. Khan to say something, but she seemed to be waiting, so we waited too. It was all very serious and exciting. But before we could start guessing about what was going on, Mrs. Sanders came back. And this time she wasn't alone. Standing behind her was a boy. A boy none of us had ever seen before. He had short dark hair and large eyes that hardly blinked and smooth pale skin. "Everyone," said Mrs. Khan, as the boy went and stood next to her. "This is Ahmed, and he'll be joining our classroom today. He's just moved to London and is new to the school, so I hope you'll all do your very best to make him feel welcome." We all watched in silence as Mrs. Sanders led him to the empty chair. I felt sorry for him because I knew he wouldn't like sitting next to Clarissa very much. She still missed Dina, and everyone knew she hated boys. She says they're stupid and smell. I think it must be one of the worst things in the world to be new to a place and have to sit with people you don't know. Especially people that stare and scowl at you like Clarissa was doing. I made a secret promise to myself right there and then that I would be friends with the new boy. I happened to have some lemon sherbets in my bag that morning, and I thought I would try and give him one at break time, and I would ask Josie and Tom and Michael if they would be his friends too. After all, having four new friends would be much better than having none, especially for a boy who looked as scared and as sad as the one now sitting at the back of our class. Thank you very much for listening. Join me on the next episode for more of What I'm Reading. Until next time, stay safe at school. Bye!